forget if you get a state tax benefit. I think you do for a 529. I got, what does John Williams always say? I got a 60% confidence in what I just said is correct. My next guest may know that. I don't want to put him on the spot, though. But Dan Rahill joins us, CPA Manager, Director at Wintrust Wealth Management. Hey, good to talk to you, Dan.
Hi, John. Good to talk to you. And yes, I can answer that last question. Yes, you do get an Illinois benefit for the Illinois Bright Start 529 program. So I highly endorse it.
I love that. Thank you for answering that for me. I know you don't get a federal one, but I'm glad that Illinois helps out there a little bit with the states. Okay, I think there's two kind of tax people, Dan. The people that dread it and the people that can't wait to get over it. And do it quickly. When is the earliest we might be able to actually file our taxes with the IRS this year?
John, the earliest you can file this year is January 29th. So that's coming up. That's next Monday. I encourage people to file early because, you know, it's you'll get your refund that much more quickly. It may take 21 days, possibly a little bit longer, a week longer if you claim certain credits, but you'll get your refund quickly.
So what should we be doing now? I know a lot of people, maybe if you have multiple jobs or gigs, boy, you're getting all sorts of things in the mail. If you have investments or your bank accounts, is it best to just have a folder, start putting everything in there and just kind of getting ready? Because a lot comes in the mail these days.
Right, right. Start gathering it. And if you haven't started already, start this weekend. Like I said, filing starts on Monday. But W-2s are going to be out by the end of the month, so next week, and you'll have the basics to start filing. I understand some of the big brokerage firms, one even hit people's email today. So start gathering it up now, and when you complete your information, obviously people who are invested in partnerships and in other investments, it'll take longer. I understand that, but if you don't itemize and you just have income and certain deductions above the line, that you can start right away. Start pulling your tax return right away and engaging in that software.
I know. Well, that's what I was going to ask you about, this software that the IRS, is that this year that they're launching that? Have they launched it in the past? I don't know if it's free, but the option to kind of do it yourself, like some people have done with private companies, now the government offering a software system for you.
Right, right. No, they've done it in the past, and they're doing it again this year. There should be a dozen software providers that are working in partnership with the government. If you have adjusted gross income, $79,000 or less, the program is free. So I encourage people to take advantage of it, start gathering information now. There are other free services out there for people in the Chicagoland area. The Ladder Up program, which I have volunteered for over 20 years ago, I started volunteering for that, Saturdays and weeknights. That's a free program as well. And that's for individuals and families earning up to $64,000 per year for a family or $32,000 for individuals. You can walk into the centers. There's no reservation necessary. You just show up on a Saturday morning at one of the 13 locations, and they'll prepare your tax return for free.
And what's that threshold for free to be able to do 64, did you say?
64 for Ladder Up. For the IRS free file program, which you're doing yourself, it's $79,000.
What are some common deductions or credits that we can take that sometimes people forget to look at?
Well, I want to point out that only 10% of us filers file itemized deductions.
True.
And let me focus on the credits that apply to everybody. There are two refundable credits that people should keep in mind. The earned income tax credit, which can provide a maximum credit up to $7,400, or the child care tax credit, which is up to $1,600. And the nice thing about refundable credits is, even if you don't owe any tax, you can claim these credits. If you qualify for them, you get a refund, even if you don't owe tax. So it's refundable credits, not just a credit that goes against the tax that you otherwise would pay. So look at your refundable credits. There's also a $1,000 credit for individuals that under a certain threshold of income that contribute to a retirement plan. I had my own son called up last year and said, hey, I just got $1,000 back. He was graduating from school. He was under the threshold. He put a certain amount of money into his retirement plan. I think it was a couple thousand dollars. He got $1,000 back on his taxes that he didn't even expect. And I said, Don't you love it?
Yeah, you love it when it goes.
Does pay.
Yeah, you like that for sure.
Yeah.
Energy-related credits, things along those lines, just make sure you're looking them up and doing what you can.
Right. Well, the benefits of software, right, it should prompt you with the right questions. But there are two new areas or two expanded areas for energy credits this year. Not a lot has changed from 2022 to 2023. Let me put that out there first as a basic statement. But there are two areas in home energy credits and in vehicle credits that have changed as a result of the Inflation Reduction Act, which was enacted last year, and there are expanded credits. So these credits actually are substantial for home improvements, for energy and credits. All that information to prompt you to gather that information will be in the software, but I was also looked it up online as the qualified home energy credits, because a lot of what you spent during 2023 may qualify for a credit, a new door, a new window, a new heating system, air conditioning. All of those now qualify where they were much smaller credits before. So those are really expanded.
Someone wanted to know if you could let us know about that free government tax filing again. I know you told us the amount. It's the Ladder Up mm-hmm. program. Where can people, do you have like a website that people can look at for where those places are?
Sure. In fact, I was just looking at it online. I would just Google Ladder Up. I would Google Ladder Up. It used to be also known as the Tax Assistant Program in Chicago, in the Chicagoland area, including the surrounding counties around Chicago. And you will find the program, and you will find the site that you can go to on a Saturday morning. I remember when I used to do it at Roberto Clemente High School, you start at 8 in the morning, and it'll go through after lunchtime on Saturday morning. So people just, you can wait in line, and volunteers will prepare your tax returns for free. That's also great. The IRS free file program, IRS.gov.
Okay.
IRS.gov, and that will get you to the free software.
I found goladderup.org, and it is goladderup.org. Okay. Got a minute left, Dan. You're a CPA. Obviously, you know, CPAs want business. They want to help people out, make things a little easier for them. Not everyone needs a CPA. So what's that like threshold that you recommend people go, this may be, you might want someone to look at this. Is that hard to define that line?
Well, number one, let me just say, I think everybody should use software, because software is going to prompt you to get certain deductions and refunds that you otherwise don't know about. Beyond that, if you have rental property, if you have a small business, a gig economy business, which goes on a form Schedule C, those are the types of people that should be engaging a tax preparer, whether it's an enrolled agent or a CPA, but a qualified tax preparer should help you itemize deductions. Now, it's not so complicated doing that anymore, since we have a $10,000 cap on state and local taxes, but just coming up with all your charitable deductions, what qualifies, medical expenses that qualify. But coming back to small business owners, definitely. If you have a small business on a Schedule C or rental property on a Schedule E, you definitely need a preparer to help you.
First year having an S-Corp, probably should call you, Dan. Might be talking about myself.
Yes, absolutely. I love S-Corps. So the best.
All right, for sure. Dan, I appreciate it. I hope you come on again. We're going to get a lot of questions. We've got some coming on the text line. We'd love to have you on again once or twice before the end of the tax season, okay?
All right, John. Great talking to you.
That's Dan Rahill, CPA. And, those three letters mean a lot. And might cost you a little bit of money, right, to get a CPA. But if it's done right and things are a little complicated, go ahead and get one. Now, for a lot of you, you just got W-2s. You're not going to itemize. Makes perfect sense just to use the software.